hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back. Hour number two of the National Intel Report Tuesday. Bob Chapman is with me. Robbie Noel will be on in just a couple of minutes. And I just looked at the Detroit News, their online version, DetroitNews.com. Oh, and this is what they said about the debates. Giuliani and Romney clash on taxes during the Michigan presidential debate. No word on Mr. Ron Paul handing them their head on fiscal policy. And they're just trying to ignore the guy. He's there. He's like the man that never was. Bill in Idaho, question for Mr. Chapman. Bill?
He's gone. I think he's left us.
Well, did he ask a question?
Well, I think he did.
Okay.
And I think what it wasn't a question as much as it was proof that the United States government is going to cities and towns and convincing them that they should hire these private goon squads like Blackwater and Backup or in many of the others so that they will be dependent upon these people, many of whom have proven themselves to be terrible murderers. And we have perfect example here over the last couple of weeks in Iraq, and so it is going on, and most of the people who are being approached, the police and the fire department and people who are on city councils, don't have a clue at what they're up to. They don't know what we know. They don't listen to radio. They don't all they do is switch on CNN, CNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., and all they know is what they get, which is garbage. And these people are going to be used, and they are going to sign contracts with people like Blackwater to come and help them during some kind of an emergency, which may be even martial law. And these goons will come in with their machine guns and herd everybody into areas or into camps. And that'll be the end of it.
Well, if they're not regulated by military justice or they're not regulated by law, well, then what protection do they have?
You don't have any protection.
No, no, no. What protection do they have if we decided to take pot shots at the people that are going to be out there rounding us up for prison?
Well, they don't have any rights whatsoever.
Okay, good. So I get in no trouble if I put a merc down, right?
Well, let me put it this way. They're very, very good at what they do, but there's lots of us still out there who are still alive who have done the same thing that they do, and we're just effective today as we were then. And so they're going to run into a lot of people. They're going to take them down.
Mike in New York. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good evening, John. Good evening, Bob.
Hi.
Talking about Citigroup. Last week, they announced a grand total of $6 billion in write-downs and write-offs. Oh, the stock was up on a day, by the way. Anyway, we now hear that they, along with Merrill Lynch, another paragon of Wall Street virtue, are making an investment of 10 billion euros, that's $14 billion, give or take, in Northern Rock, also known as Northern Croc or Northern Wreck. Here's a question, Bob. I can only conjecture that Northern Rock is holding a lot of Wall Street paper, and that if it was marked to market as it would be in a liquidation, that they would only get pennies on the dollar, and that would bring down the complete house of cards.
Hold on a second. Well, we'll take this break, Bob, before you respond to Mike here, and we'll bring Robbie Noel up directly after the break. Everybody, hang in there.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we're back. Bob, your response to Mike?
He's absolutely right about the Goldman Sachs Citigroup, and of course they're getting the money from the Bank of England and the U.S. Treasury, and they have to bail this Northern Rock out for two reasons. Number one, they don't want it to go under and cause a chain reaction, and they don't want to be found out as to what they did to companies like Northern Rock by selling them this toxic waste. And because the question will get into the media as to really how did this happen? Well, it happened because the Fed and the banks, along with the investment banks, said to the rating companies that make all of their money from Wall Street, and that's S&P, Moody's, Fitches and others, they said to them, look, you either rate these AAA or you're not going to get any more business. And so they were forced to do so. And, of course, this is one of the greatest financial scams of all time. And so they don't want that exposed. And I was going to say to the gentleman who called, thank goodness that Northern Rock is in Newcastle and not Liverpool.
Hello? Yeah, Bob? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
We hear you.
Yeah, that's funny, Bob. Thanks. A One more question on this topic, please, Bob. Okay, do you think that the Bank of England, supplied the money to these Wall Street outfits in order to make a phony investment, or did the Bank of England turn around and say, hey, if you don't buy this paper back, then we're going to liquidate it and basically screw you?
Well, the problem with that is if they liquidated it and screwed them, the whole system would come down.
Correct, yeah.
And they're
going
to suffer too.
Yeah.
So I think they're still working together, only they don't like the fact that all of the losses were distributed throughout the world.
Yeah, because...
pension and profit-sharing plans all over the world, banks all over the world, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Okay, yeah.
What the bankers are saying is, look, we had to do this to keep the system from collapsing, which actually is true.
Yeah.
So you people out there, you have to share this burden with us, whether you like it or not.
Exactly.
And they probably sat back and said, well, you know, they're right, because they've been the engine. They've kept everything going since 1971. And so, no, we really can't say much. The only person
Correct.
That's saying very much about it is me. I mean, I don't see
yep.
any other newsletter writing about it.
That's absolutely correct.
And, you know, it's because they don't understand the markets.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 28 years doing that.
Yep.
And I know how it works.
Yeah, because just looking at it sort of, looking at the face value media reportage on this, it makes absolutely no sense that a Wall Street outfit like Merrill or the Citigroup, who are hemorrhaging money, would make an investment in another outfit, Northern Rock, that is hemorrhaging even more money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's complete BS. A final word on gold. On gold, no matter how many times they try to smack it down, it keeps bouncing back. And, Bob, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, your pick of your RICO of a month or so back, AEM, hit another all-time high today, up over $2 to over 53.
Well,
so
thank you very much. And
that ball is still flying out of the park.
Well, you know, the stock is very, very, very underpriced, and it's a fine company. I know the management very well. It closed at 53.49, up 2.38 in the day. The stock already should be selling at 100.
Mm.
I mean, this is one of the finest mining companies in the world. You know, the management and everything, I know them intimately.
Mm.
And, you know, as an alternative for those who have enough money, they should join that in gold and silver assets.
Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. Thanks, John.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Robbie Noel.
How's the guy, my friend?
You must be freezing out there. What was it, 85 yesterday?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, what is it about
living in the desert?
What is it about you guys that lived in Africa? Did you, like, get permanent antifreeze in your blood system or something?
There you go.
Well, it used to rain at 4 o'clock every day. Right, Robbie?
Yeah. It was humid. Here, it's a dry heat.
No, Robbie.
Yeah. You can...
Can I just say something on the Citigroup?
I got to tell you something funny.
Go ahead. You first, Robbie.
I came home one afternoon early. And we would have one of our houseboys who does the gardening and things like that. We'd have water each day. And I came home one afternoon at 3 o'clock, and he was watering, you know, the gardens and stuff like that. But he had an umbrella over his head because it was raining.
It does the same thing in Florida, doesn't it? It rains every day about 3 or 4 o'clock.
This guy is out there watering when it's raining. It was incredible. I couldn't believe it. I thought Judy was going to fall over and just faint. That's a true story.
Robbie, you were going to say something about
Citigroup?
Yeah,
I was going to comment about that Citigroup thing. I have witnessed spin in my time. And I couldn't believe the statement that Charles Prince put out. Charles Prince is the CEO of Citigroup. He's also a lawyer, so he knows how to obviously use the English language. Now, just think about this. This is a guy, Citigroup, who comes out on Monday and announces that the third quarter results for Citigroup are going to be abysmal. And expects that the company's earnings are going to be lower by some 60% in the fourth quarter. The standard dividend that they get is a dollar. Economists were expecting $1.10. It actually came in at 47 cents. But all he says is he turns around and he says a return to normal earnings environment in the fourth quarter, and the stock goes up. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my... This is a guy that comes out and says the company has lost its shirt in the subprime mortgage market. Their earnings are down 60%. The anticipated fourth quarter share of $1.10 is going to 47 cents, and the stock goes up.
Because the market's rigged, Robbie. But I want to give you a line here by Citigroup, and this is their answer. Citigroup feels that investment has returned with a vengeance. This was driven first by safe haven demand during the credit crunch, and now by greater awareness of gold's critical role in the re-inflation trade. Investment patterns in physical gold are mirrored by the equities. Now, what they're saying here is we're giving in, gold's going to 1,000 because we have to reinflate, but equities are going to go up too. Well, gold going up and inflation going up are the antithesis of equities going up. I mean, they must think we're dumb.
Well, they got a new name for what they're creating and how they can turn that around. They call them, and I found this out yesterday, they call them UFOs, unidentified financial objects. And this is how they explain how they work. The bank holding the loan teams up with a hedge fund or a buyout group. Together they create an unidentified financial object to buy selective loans at the current market discount, say, 96 cents to the dollar from themselves. The bank, which owns the loans at par value, takes the write-off but gets to hold on to the better quality debt, which it can carry at a much lower cost of capital. The hedge fund or buyout group takes the highly leveraged first loss or an equity slice of the unidentified financial object in the hope that it can make profit on the underlying loans when they return to par value at maturity or when the debt is refinanced.
Can I have that in English?
Yeah, that's basically... Well, I mean, explaining that should help a lot of people understand how complicated and why they couldn't find any valuations for these collateralized debt obligations, because nobody could figure out what the value was.
Gobbledygook.
Yeah.
They were giving them the value off a computer model. It's called mark-to-model. And so what it is it's a fantasy in somebody's mind. And so if you marked it to market, which was forced when Northern Rock happened and everything else happened within the CDO-ABS structure, so to speak, they had to start marking to market, but there was no market to mark to because they were illiquid. So they had to finally take the values that these things would be if they could be traded. And they did that by taking all of the losses within each bond and deducting them from the positive parts of the bond. And it came up with 25 or 30 cents on the dollar. And don't forget, it's just not Northern Rock. It's hedge funds, banks, federal governments throughout the world, pension plans are buried in them. Also, money market funds. And you haven't seen anything about the losses yet. I mean, there's $3 billion here and $6 billion there. That's chump change. We're talking over $2 trillion.
We'll take the break here. Continue with your calls with Mr. Robbie Noel and Mr. Bob Chapman, good buds and pals from South Africa. At least they spent time in the same country. I don't know if they knew each other back then. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Let's go to Felix in Mississippi. Good afternoon, Felix.
Good afternoon, John. Long time no talk to you, boy.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for your guest, but I want to digress back a little bit on... He made the statement that they're going to put Mercs on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might. But there's still a whole lot of us left out of here from the Vietnam era and the Gulf War era who are equal to or better than the Mercs that they hire. We're not going to be doing it for money. We're going to be doing it because we like it. And I don't think there's but one solution, and it's the same one I told you in 1994, John. However, I'd like your guest to explain, if he possibly can, what his solution is to get us out of this quandary we in before a bloodbath starts. And I'll sit back and listen to his explanation. Thank you, guys, and have a good one, John.
Thank you, Felix. Appreciate your call. Gentlemen, how do we stop?
Well, I think the first line of hopefulness would be the ability to elect Ron Paul and get a number.
Robbie's chuckling, Bob.
Because that's exactly what I was going to say.
But hey, I don't want to burst any bubbles here. Hey, Bob and
we're
Robbie.
We're talking about solutions here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether they're doable or not.
Oh, okay.
And secondly, defeating incumbents in the primaries in both parties and in order to change the people who are in Congress. Beyond that, there is no solution other than in the streets.
Well,
I just watched the debate, and that was the kind of question that was put to all the panel members, pretty much a little different way. The question was asked, should the president go to Congress before he prepares for an imminent attack on Iran? And they went round the horn, and they all gave their various standard answers that they've all given. And when it got to Ron Paul, he says, why don't you just open up the Constitution? It's all spelled out right there. And there was stunned silence in the place.
He disemboweled them. I saw it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but front page newspaper articles are carrying the Mitt Romney and Giuliani eye scratching contest over the idea of taxes.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was. Unfortunately, I thought that this debate, being financial, would be almost a pay per view event. It wasn't as billed, and unfortunately, when you got 9 guys standing on the stage and you got 2 hours, if it was equal, they'd each have 13 minutes. I think in total, Ron Paul had about 4.5 minutes.
And when it comes to issues of foreign policy, of which he's well versed in, or sure, economics, which he sits on judiciary committees and financial committees, nobody ever asked this guy any questions. And I'm sorry to say this. You know, I would love to see Ron Paul nominated as the man for the Republicans, the GOP. And I would love to see him square off against a little socialist, little bag lady like Hillary Clinton. But, gentlemen, I don't know. There's a lot of groundswell of support out there for Ron Paul. And the problem is that all you have to do is look at the way they're constructing these debates, and they are constructed. If you look at the medias, the corporation-owned medias in this country, and they still got pasty-faced John McCain up there. McCain's not collecting any money. He has a ghost chance of hell of getting elected as dog catcher, let alone being nominated for president of the United States. But all you have to do is look at this, and you can see where government and corporate interests lie.
Oh, sure. Look, they had a poll this morning. They still got Newt Gingrich up. Oh, Newt Gingrich would get 6%. It's like, well, whatever to Ron Paul.
How many wives has he had now? 4 or 5?
Yeah. Well, look, there's no question. For instance, if you looked at the coverage this morning on CNBC and MSNBC, it pretty much took the line of the so-called media's mainstream candidates. In other words, the only fringe candidate that they spoke to in the 3-hour lead up to this debate was Duncan Hunter. That's as far as they went into the second tier. I mean, it was all Giuliani and Romney, and obviously the big one was everybody. Well, how's Fred Thompson going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, this guy, excuse me for saying this, but this guy looks like he's late for his casket.
Looks like that guy from the Munsters.
That's why he has the trophy wife.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Duncan Hunter and Sam Brownback and our wonderful senator from Arizona, these guys, why are they still standing up there? Nobody wants these people, so why don't we eliminate the field so we can get more than, what did you say, eight and a half minutes of responses from Ron Paul?
No, please.
Four and a half.
Please, yeah, about 4 minutes he had.
Oh, wonderful.
I think he had 5 questions in total, and they had 30 seconds. Yeah, you've got 30 seconds to explain the meaning of life. Just be quick about it.
Sounds like a Monty Python script. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. The economic brain trust of the planet are on this program. Avail yourself. Give us a call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
According to FT.com, by Francesco Guerrera in New York, corporate America is braced for the worst period of economic uncertainty since the start of the decade as the credit squeeze and the housing meltdown heighten the risk of U.S. slowdown. U.S. chief executives say the economic outlook has been so difficult to read since the last recession. Well, wait a minute. They're still debating on CNBC of whether we're in a recession or not. He's saying since the last recession. They warn that in spite of signs of a pickup, the threat of economic contraction is still alive. Bob, I'm getting so tired of these liars and these fools. And their sages. I mean, do people understand the interconnectivity between television, who owns them, their corporate interests, Wall Street, and who does the hiring firing of these howdy-doody boys that get on as cheerleaders for the stock market? Do they have a clue?
No, they don't. They don't have any clue, and if you tell them, they reject it. And the only time that 55 to 60% of Americans are going to take notice is when they've lost their homes, their cars, their kids are starving, and they're living under a bridge. That is where the American mindset is. It's just like with gold. Why isn't gold higher and plowing through the resistance of the cartel that is trying to keep it down? It's because people under 50 think gold is only for jewelry. They don't know that it was money since the beginning of time. They don't know that. There's a whole educational process. And because of that process, 95% of them will never participate. And they'll lose everything.
Robbie, the gold is selling at what an ounce today?
Oh, we closed in New York at 7.38, but currently it's up another buck in Asian trading, 7.39.
Now, I said...
Yeah, that's the December month.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spot month was 7.36.70, up 4.10, and silver was up 20 cents at 13.43. And the December month was 7.43.10, up 4.40, and as you say... It's $1.10 higher right now, and silver was 13.58, up 22, and copper was up a penny at 3.62.
I predicted by the end of September that gold would be at 7.25. It is past that. Is this now, Robbie, your gut feeling? I'll use a Michael Chertoff gut feeling here. Do you think that gold, the floor is going to be about 730, 735?
No, the floor still, I mean, there's still obviously an argument to be made that gold could retest $700. I mean, I'm not that naive to say that can't happen. You know, and obviously that would only come about if there's some sort of miraculous turn of events where we see the dollar start to appreciate.
Well, wait a minute here. Now, we're not talking blue sky here. You almost sound like...
No. But the fact is, the Europeans are very worried about how far the euro is gaining against the dollar. And so there may be a situation that arises that you would see a dollar spike. I mean, look what happened with the market today. The Dow was in the doldrums, went up 120 points because, according to the Fed, minutes we aren't going into a recession, everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, that exuberance will last until Monday morning.
Well, sure. But the fact is that you've also got these underlying statements by Paulson saying that the dollar is in a sweet spot. And once again, reiterating that the U.S. stands by a strong dollar policy. So sure, $700 is still in the cards, and I think Bob will agree with me on that one. You've just got to learn to we're in uncharted territory, basically, in the gold market. To see $20 or $30 swings on a daily basis is common.
Well, Robbie, everybody...
Well, I'd classify it possible but not probable.
Yeah, that's
and
possible.
I think that's the way to look at it. And,
well,
you
sure,
know, what
because...
What difference does it make? We're buying gold for long term.
Long term,
we're not
absolutely
trading it, so what do we care?
Oh, you're 100% correct on that.
But that's how most people will look at gold, not...
Well, that's because they're dumb. They don't understand the markets.
I was just going to say, not necessarily the people who listen to this network... But
the one thing that obviously I have a concern about, and that is, you know, and we've mentioned this before. Look, we're entering into the 2 months of the year, the biggest 2 months for most companies and small businesses in America, where their profit margins are dictated by consumer spending over the November-December period. The powers that be understand this as well, and so I wouldn't be shocked or surprised that they pull a few rabbits out of their hat just to confuse the populace for the next 60 or 90 days that everything's fine, don't worry, you know, go out and shop to your heart's content.
Well, and Robbie, keep this in mind, that they're still suppressing the true value of gold out there as not to sound the alarm bells. Because historically, people have always moved into the precious metals when they smelled a rat. Now, I'm looking at this from all indicators Robbie, I'm not a betting man per se, but I will bet you. I will bet you that you will never, ever, ever see gold at $700 an ounce again.
Okay, you're on.
Okay?
Yeah. I'll take that.
A thousand American Eagles is the bet.
A thousand American Eagles.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob. Way to go, buddy. Oh, look, this thing could go, obviously, it could also go the other way. I mean, last night I was watching Larry King live. He was interviewing Vicente Fox, and right at the end of the show, a woman called up and questioned him about the Amero, and Vicente Fox said, yeah, it's real and it's coming. Larry didn't even know what to do at that point. I don't think Larry had ever heard of that before, but it was right there. I mean, I got the transcript up on the webpage.
Larry King has not heard of a lot of things, and if he did hear of anything, you would never know it by watching him on television.
There's another problem we have out there, and that Gatta, our good friends at Gatta, are once again circulating a report that was done a year ago that was a couple of letters sent by Gatta to the Treasury Secretary of the United States in a request that they asked whether or not Treasury had any plans to confiscate gold and silver from American citizens. And the Treasury's letter replied.
And can they do so?
And they sent back and they said, of course we can. Not only can we take your gold and silver, we can, on a presidential directive, we can take everything you own. We can take your stocks. We can take your bonds. We can take your cash in the bank if we want.
So why would they print such a thing? I mean, they either got to be dumb as a spade, or they're on the other side. I couldn't believe it, and I've gotten questions on it, and I told them that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And one of the people got really upset with me, wasn't a subscriber, but I answer everybody, and honestly. And they said, well, gee, you were quoted for years on that site and that publication, and, how can you be so hard on the people who are involved in it? And I said, simple. I only deal with facts and the truth. And if the government wants to take everybody's everything, they can do that. So what are these dingbats doing printing such stuff?
Don?
Well, and the Treasury just answered in the affirmative. I mean, it was a hypothetical question in a time of war. And sure, if it's done constitutionally, as Ron Paul says, the president goes to the Congress, and the Congress, as they did in World War II, declares war on another country. There's no question the president has unbridled powers in that instance to seize whatever he wants. I mean, whatever he wants. Bank accounts, CDs, money markets.
Your children.
Yeah, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Look at in Germany in World War II, they had 10 and 12-year-old children defending the Reich. Same thing.
Sure. Very irresponsible of our good friends at Gatta to regurgitate that one. Because then it gets people all wiggy and stuff, and it's unnecessary.
Dumb.
Don yes. In Nevada. Hello, Don.
Good day, gentlemen. The question I have, I've been looking at the currencies, and I've been watching, obviously, the loonie has now breached the dollar. It's a dollar, almost a dollar 2 cents. Right now, the Australian dollar has come up to 90 cents. It was historically in the 80s, 84, 85. My question is this. Are these means of like, pressure relief valves for the world bankers to allow these currencies to come up and come to the higher levels against the dollar? Is this a mechanism they use? And the second question is, the history of the word money comes from moneta, which is a pledge of faith to a temple god. I'm just wondering if everyone is aware of the history of the word money, and also the first question on the currencies. I'll take my question off the air.
Okay, thanks, Don.
Well, I think that they might have done that way, but under the circumstances, the dollar has lost its validity, and it was going to happen anyway. So I would rather think that its forces that are now beyond its control as to the value of the dollar. Every one of those other currencies out there, except the euro, has no gold backing officially. Now, each country has gold, but that doesn't mean they'll back their currency with it. And so here we have a world of fiat currencies. So in the final analysis, if you're holding currencies, even the Swiss franc, which is the best of the lot, you could get stung in the end. And that's why the only real money is gold. And it's always has been, and it always will be.
Well, and you said it earlier about the investment, that this is a hedge against the collapse of this economy, or a deep recession, or possibility of worldwide depression. I don't think this, versus 1929, Bob, what parallels do you see here?
Well, there's a lot of them with a lot of the recessions that we've had. We've never had the accumulation of debt that we have today. And, of course, they complain, they compare it to GDP and to the dispersion of income. Today's figures came out with credit card debt. They just jumped another 8.5% of whatever it was. Sales are down from last year, which is 70% of the economy. The economy's been in trouble for a year and a half, and they've been hiding it. It really started to show up last November, and now it's showing up big time again. And so where we're headed here is into a recession, but it's going to be a hyperinflationary recession. It's called stagnation and inflation, which is called stagflation, which was coined by Harry Schultz, who was probably the greatest of all letter writers. 40 years he's been writing. And so the only way that they can do anything to save themselves is to continue to print money and make credit available and continue to denigrate the value of not only the dollar, but every other currency. And it's like Ron Paul said just recently, the dollar could go to zero, in what he should have said, and so can't every other currency. People just don't understand, even the ones who own gold, how important it is to have gold, because it's the only thing, besides food and water, etc., that's worth anything.
Robbie?
Well, sure. I mean, Ron Paul's not only said the dollar could go back to its mean value, but he says all currencies, fiat currencies, will at some time in point find their mean value. I mean, it's pretty basic. If you don't have anything backing up your currency and you continue to flood the system with more worthless paper, you end up with a situation akin to what is happening in Zimbabwe, where they start printing different denominations. They're printing $50,000 denominations on old $50 notes. So sure, I mean, all currencies that have no intrinsic value ultimately will find their mean value, and no currency has survived, no fiat currency has survived as long as the dollar has. I mean, that's something, and this, I mean, go back 350 years, you know, with fiat currencies that have gone to zero. I mean, gold has never lost its value in the past 3,500 years. Sometimes it's hard to convince people about that.
I am convinced of one thing. Robbie, you're wrong. About the $700 on gold.
You've got to understand, this is the price of gold, John. The price of gold that you see quoted every day has absolutely nothing to do with the real world of gold. Those prices that you see today posted are just simple reflections of institutions, banks, big players, trade actions in the markets with no intention of making delivery or taking delivery. I mean, they set the gold price each and every morning based on $250,000 contracts. This is not Joe Sixpack out there. And unfortunately, what a lot of people don't realize and will realize, unfortunately, far too late, is that when we go into our first gold run, where people in the street are that concerned that they're running down to their local coin dealer to cash in worthless Federal Reserve notes for gold coins, and suddenly to find a sign outside the little coin shop saying, sorry, no gold left. That's when people wake up, because there's not a lot of physical gold out there. So that price that you see is a fictitious price, and I'm sure Bob will agree with me on that one.
I do.
We'll take...
And
Bob, we got to take the break. I don't know if you can hear that bumper. We'll come back, short segment, and we'll close out this edition of the National Intel Report and check in with Mr. Noel on the deal of the week. Deal or no deal? Make it a deal. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I have just figured out, Mr. Chapman, the perfect bet for Mr. Noel. He has a favorite watering hole, and I'll bet you...
I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry, say again?
I don't have a favorite watering hole anymore.
You didn't get thrown out, did you?
No. But as soon as they instituted the zero tolerance laws here in Arizona, if I'm going to consume any adult beverages, I'm going to do it in the security and comfort of my own home.
Well, nuts. That shoots that one. I was going to say a 30-day moratorium on watering holes.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I do that on a regular basis, so that's more of a reward than a punishment.
You know, do you get the idea, Bob, that somehow that this guy's got nine lives and he's got the escapability?
I've been through it before, so I know what's coming.
he refuses to be cornered here.
He's a roadrunner, you know, and they're pretty crafty little animals.
Uh-huh.
Birds, whatever.
Yeah, well, I'll still make the standing bet that gold does not go below 7:30 an ounce.
Oh, you said 7:30 now. You were saying 700.
No.
I would say that's a safer bet for you.
Oh, now we're clarifying the parameters here of the wager. I said 7:30. I never said 700. I said 7:30.
Well, you don't have much lee room here, brother.
I'll take 5 million of that.
You'll
take 5 million.
By the way, Bob, whose money are we betting with? Yours? I need a financial backer
frankly,
to make a bet.
I don't have any. All I have is gold.
I need a financial backer just to place a bet. At any rate, Mr. Noel,
The Bob Chapman special, and I don't have many of these. I've got 100 of them. First come, first serve. MS-61, these are certified, in other words, they're graded. They come sealed in plastic with all the specifications of the coin. U.S. $10 liberties, MS-61 condition, $459. You order 10 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you're already getting a subscription to the International Forecaster, we'll extend your subscription for an additional year.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, even with the rate increase, you know, there is inflation out there. That's why Bob Chapman raised the price of his newsletter. What was it, from $129 to $159, correct, Bob?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So,
but incidentally, that deal is absolutely fantastic.
Well, if you're shopping around, And I can see absolutely if you have money, if you have anything that you can liquidate, I would do it now, and I would purchase gold and silver. And I did say, just for the record, I did say 7:30, Mr. Noel.
<I did. laughs>
When the response I got back from him, I'm thinking to myself, why did he say that? Because the question I posed to you was, is 7:30, 7:35 the floor on gold?
Yeah, well, no. I mean,
you better be careful. He might pay you in Rhodesian.
Rhodesian dollars,
actually,
yeah.
I got a trunk full of Confederate currency I've been waiting to unload.
Well, you don't want Zimbabwe currency.
Gentlemen, as always, I appreciate your time on this Tuesday as well as the listeners. Always informative, and I appreciate your brain trust out there and sharing it with the audience.
Well,
thank you, sir.
I love doing the show, and thank you for having me.
All right, Bob. And stay tuned for the one and only Rhodesian Ridgeback. That's my name for him. The Flip Side with Robbie Noel follows this program in about 90 seconds. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Join us again next Tuesday. For Bob Chapman with the International Forecaster. See you then.